My reflections on the podcasting expo, the coolest technology, the coolest people, and a last five and five.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to the morning announcements. I am Dave Jackson, where we talk about all things podcasting. If you'd like to email me, very easy, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. My voice is almost back to normal. I was laughing. I was listening to some of the audio that I recorded at the Expo. We'll be listening to some of that. And you can kind of still hear, for those of you that know me, my voice is still kind of gravelly. It's amazing what lack of sleep will do to your voice and talking nonstop. But I ended up sounding like Barry White by the time I came home. The Expo was very fun. I accomplished a lot of what I wanted to do. I also was able to have some fun. Actually went and went off the expo site, which is was not in my plans, but I'm very glad I did. Got to give a shout out to Fred Castaneda from strugglingentrepreneur.com and gaincontrolofyourday.com. Fred is a client of mine from Podcast Fast Pass, and so we went to dinner. And Fred took me to this place where I saw an actual live 8-piece mariachi band. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Great time, great food, wonderful time, wonderful friend, good guy. So check out strugglingentrepreneur.com. And you can actually, Fred is using an H2. You can actually hear some of the stuff he's recorded from the expo over at strugglingentrepreneur.com. And I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. I forgot to mention that. You can just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. I went out to do a panel on marketing your music. It was interesting. How do I describe this? I was the moderator. One of my panelists showed up late and confused, I believe is the word I'll use. And I'll be talking more about that in other podcasts, but it was interesting. And for anybody that attended that session, thank you very much. It was great fun. The only thing that was interesting was, the fact that during the expo, Yahoo decided to close their podcast directory. And so the world ran out to scream, "See, I told you podcasting is dead." And if you haven't heard, Zune, the little Microsoft iPod, for lack of a better phrase, now supports podcasting. So where one company has fumbled, another much, much larger company has finally picked up the ball 3 years late, but nonetheless, they picked it up and they're running with it. So that's the good news. And in terms of what I thought was cool from the expo, if you go to Box Pop Uli, boxpopuli.com, it was a cool box for schools. Now, if you're not an educator, you basically plug in a key. You record your podcast via audio or video. When you're done, you unplug the key, and it processes your audio or video, uploads it to your server, updates your RSS feed, and sends it out to your students. Very, very cool. It was seriously that easy. You plugged in a key, you unplugged a key. It was like sticking in a USB key. It was very, very cool. So if you're into education, check that out. Before I forget, I'm going to be on the Shameless Plugcast. Here's Zach to tell you a little more about that.
This is Zach the Mothman Daggy.
Yeah.
And be sure to tune into the Shameless Plugcast on October 5th for my interview with the man behind the Musician's Cooler and the School of Podcasting, Jammin' Dave Jackson.
I'm standing on the street corner in my spandex and my whole nine yards going, "Really? I'm in the band."
Find out Dave's advice on musicians.
When you're in a band, you're not really in the music business, you're in the beer selling business, because you're going to go play clubs, and their main purpose is to sell beer.
Podcasters.
Record something, and yeah, there won't be any fancy intro music and things like that, but, and then play that for somebody and say, does this sound like good information and things like that, and get some feedback from somebody that's not your mom, because mom's going to love it.
And his own podcast, Building a Better Dave.
When you meet a girl, and she has teenage daughters, and they Google Dave Jackson, and they find Building a Better Dave, and then Grandma finds Building a Better Dave, and, it's just all of a sudden you're like going, "Oh, I wish I hadn't talked about Amish porn."
So for this and much more, Be sure to check out the Shameless Plugcast over at shamelessplugcast.com. Stay tuned, stay subscribed, and be a part of new media.
All right, thank you, Zach. And I'm going to point out the obvious. Zach doesn't sound like anybody else. And some might say, well, he sounds nothing like a DJ. Hey, everybody. But the other thing, as soon as you hear Zach come on, Zach comes on and you immediately know that it's Zach the Mothman Daggy. So that's a cool thing. I always go back to that. People go, I don't have a good voice for radio. No. It's, you know, you don't have to have the DJ voice, because who wants to listen to an hour of that? Anyway, yeah, the expo was good. I actually had a very successful expo. Met a lot of really great people. And here is my award. My award to the nicest absolute stranger I met. And this is not even somebody. This is somebody who's never listened to my show, had no clue who I was, I had no clue who he was, and is Dave. Dave from Two Boobs and a Baby. It's a parenting podcast, and the obviously you have a baby, and the two boobs are the parents. And he's actually going to, it's actually like Two Boobs and a Baby Plus now, because they've got another one on the way. Super, just really cool guy, and I kept bumping into him everywhere. And so if I had an award, I would give it to you, Dave, but I don't. But speaking of awards, the winner of the Behringer Podcast Studio USB podcasting package, valued at $100, is, I just pulled the name here, Arthur Vanderbilt. And so Arthur, send me an email with your address and maybe your phone number, and using the email that you used to sign up at the School of Podcasting, so I know it's you. And we'll work on getting that shipped out to you. But congratulations on winning that package. And thank you to Behringer for supplying that. Oh, something else I wanted to mention. We're going to have a last five and five here in a second. I got to see a lot of people walking around with a Zoom H2. And, of course, I record my stuff with a Zoom H4 now. And if you plan on doing a lot of field recording, I got to tell you, that H2 was sweet. And it's $100 cheaper. However, if you're going to be using like a Shure SM58 or if you need something with phantom power, then you're going to probably need the Zoom H4, which is $300. And, of course, you don't need anything if you're recording in your basement. But I did see a lot of those around. That seemed to be I saw like two or three people. I know Fred had one. The Podcast Junkie had one. A couple other people. And, of course, in terms of weird things that happened at the expo, I was at a pod show party. Thursday night, got to meet Adam Curry, very nice guy, and there was a guy outside holding a log, as in a very large round stick that you would throw into a fire and burn in the winter, and the log had clothes on and sunglasses. There's really no punchline there, just the man was walking around with a log. So that was, but that was not the weirdest. Well, that was a weird moment. The most embarrassing moment. I kept running in to T. Morris, numerous times through the expo. And at one point, I was standing next to, I forget who else, but he was standing right next to me. And I know, as God is my witness, he looked over and read my name tag. In fact, I was just getting ready to say, "Hey, I'm Dave Jackson. I know who you are. You just read my name tag." Blah blah blah. And he got called away for something. So I see him again in the hotel lobby. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to introduce myself because I hear about T all the time. He sounds like a great guy. You know, very energetic, very funny guy. And I stand up and I go, "Hi, T." And in my head, I'm thinking, we almost met today. I was standing next to you earlier. Anything like that is in my head. Right? That's what's in my head. You know, we almost met earlier, blah, blah, blah. Now, what comes out of my head? You may have heard of me. I'm Dave Jackson. And I was like, what? That's not what was in my head. You may have heard of me. What? What kind of egomaniac? You know what I mean? I'm thinking, oh, can I have a, you know, Why is there no editing in real life? No. I was thinking you may have, you know, we almost met her. No, I'm like, you may have saw, because I was thinking you may have read my name tag earlier. I don't know. It just, it was quite the, yeah, I just wanted to edit that one. But I did get, I'm finally going to have Dan Klass on my podcast. Here he is. And he's one of the few people that it actually took almost 5 minutes to do a last five in five. I'm here with Dan Klass of one of my favorite all-time ever
podcasts. Oh, man, seriously?
Yeah, seriously. My girlfriend
on the
plane.
Wait.
We're listening to...
I'm here with the ninth most recognizable voice in show business, or in podcasting. Is that true?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I thought you were.
I don't know.
I heard. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And so, he's stalking me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so...
No, I read that
you
somewhere.
Can find that at thebitterspill.com?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the question is, it's a pop quiz, what were the last five podcasts that you listened to? We call this the last five and five.
The last five and five. Okay, the absolute last podcast I listened to was The Twisted Pickle.
Okay.
The one where Corby discusses his wife finding out about The Twisted Pickle.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the...
Now, I hadn't been listening in a while, I have to admit, shamefully.
Yeah.
You know what, I've got to catch up with Corby. He's not here. I wanted to, you know, hang out with him. I put on the show, and he's like, someone called my wife. I mean, I won't give it up,
okay.
But it's an awesome show.
Don't be a spoiler.
Okay, so five. Before that, I'm addicted to this guy, Norm Augustinus. Do you know Norm?
Mm-mm.
Tall, thin, handsome, good-looking, the recipe of what people want to be in America.
All right.
Yeah. He's, I don't know if he's certifiable or a genius. I don't know if he's living the most bizarre life or if he's just like... The Mark Twain of our twisted generation. I don't know what's going on, but Norm, yeah, I'm addicted to Norm.
And his podcast is called?
Just normaugustinus.com.
Oh, cool. All right, that makes it easy. It's two.
Coverville, of course.
Brian Ibbett.
Of course, 3 years in podcasting.
Right.
Was listening to his 3-year show, his, 365, number 365 show. Okay, that's three. What did I listen to? Drawing a blank. It was either Kush Things I Say at KushRocks.com.
And what is that about?
Kush is a you know, a philosopher / rocker.
Okay.
He's a musician for a long time.
Excellent.
Now he's more of a soothsayer.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Gotta check out Kush. I don't know what number five, if it would be like the Hollywood podcast or Verge of the Fringe or...
There you go.
Let's say it was one of those two, but
right.
I really can't remember
which one.
A bonus
one. You actually gave two.
Because honestly, I listened to Norm Augustinus so much and his filthy rampages that I can't remember. He like what? You know what I mean? He erases my brain. Oh, good. I'm not late for my session because that's the guy giving it. This is perfect timing.
Excellent. Well, Dan, thank you very much.
But in all seriousness?
Yes.
You're Dave Jackson, right?
I'm Dave Jackson.
Yeah, Dave Jackson, the ninth most recognizable voice in podcasting as per the Podcast Junkie in the UK. You really don't know that?
No.
I'm going to send you a URL.
All right. I just talked to her like an hour ago.
No, there's
she
a British.
Mention that.
There's a British podcast junkie.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't British.
No. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name, but yeah, I know who you mean by her.
And now,
I'm going to email you the thing.
Okay. And in however many seconds you have left, the Bitterest Pill is about.
It's about me being a stay-at-home dad, raising my kids in Los Angeles under the flight path of Los Angeles International Airport. Trying to survive being in a predominantly, in a stereotypically female role in a stereotypical town. L.A. is, you know, some kind of weird reality void, you know what I mean? So it's interesting. But yeah, it's mostly about that. Trying to make sense of the world and my life and where I can fit in that world. And where podcast listeners fit into that world. I mean, we're a unique bunch, you know. I think there's that flavor... That indie media has, that I just think there's a whole, you know, we're discovering some mindset that has gone unrecognized, you know. So I'm trying to help work it out.
That's right.
You know.
So I know you got to run. Thank you very much for coming.
But I'll look for you on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be around all day.
All right. Beautiful.
And that was one of the biggest bummers of the whole expo. I ran into Dan probably three times. And it's like, oh, you got to be around. Yeah, I'm gonna be. And then I had to leave, or he had to leave. Dan is just a phenomenal guy. I really, tr- truly enjoy the Bitters Pill. It is one of the few that I have listened for probably 2 years, 3 years, ever since it came out. Him, along with P.W. Fenton. I'm almost in the middle of the last 5 and 5. Rock and Roll Geek Show is another one I listen to. For hard rock music, I listen to The Scene Zine. And I'm not sure what else I've listened to as of recent, but those are some that I can think of off the top of my head that I've listened to for a long time. Oh, Daily Source Code. There you go. That'd be the other one that's been around for years. But that's going to be just my let's give you another quick tip. I had somebody ask, we do these little live roundtables at the School of Podcasting, and I should have one next week. We had some technical difficulties the last time we were going to do one, and I need to make sure that's not going to happen before I schedule another one. And somebody had asked the question, what if you're doing an interview over Skype and you want to play something for somebody? How do you do that? The easiest way to do this, because sometimes we're trying to hook multiple things into the line jack and the line in jack. If you're using a mixer, either burn whatever you're going to do on a CD and run your CD player into the mixer, or if you have an iPod or some sort of portable media device, run that into the line in of your board, and you can pipe the music in that way. And assuming that your microphone is going into the mixer, now your music is going into the mixer, and that mixer is going into either your mic input, your line input, or some sort of USB device, that's an easy way to play something to somebody on a Skype call. So thank you very much for listening. As always, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, our email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, our phone number, 888-563-3228. In the future, again, we're going to be hearing about from Fred about PodCamps and his comparison of PodCamps via the Expo. We're going to be interviewing Lisa Barnes about her book. I'm going to try to get an interview with Michael Gohagan. He is he's a popular guy. I'll see if I can get him to come on about his book. If nothing else, I'll give you a review of the book. And that's going to do it. Thank you very much for tuning in. And until we meet again, hopefully next week with a complete and total voice, class dismissed.